Have you ever found like you're hitting a wall on your journey towards your goals, or perhaps you're facing a daunting challenge and are wondering how you'll ever overcome it? This episode is about a journey of self-discovery, and join me as we delve into my personal experience of hiking the Fish River Canyon and uncover three invaluable techniques that go way beyond physical endurance. To me, they were the keys to unlocking mental resilience in any situation. I'm Mandy, welcome to the Empower Yourself with MLG podcast, and let's get right into it. Okay, so just to set the scene for you, here's some quick info on the Fish River Canyon. It is located in Namibia in southern Africa. It is the second largest canyon in the world. It is a 90 kilometer hike, which takes about 3 to 5 days to complete. It is not guided, so you have to make your own way and carry all the supplies that you need for those 5 days on your back. And there's also no support anywhere en route, so there aren't any shops or guides or like visitor centers or even telephones. And on that note, there's also absolutely no cell phone signal. And in case of emergency, the only way out really is via helicopter. I mean, there are escape routes, but they are, from what I've seen, just spots where it is possible to climb out. And I really doubt that when you are injured, that you will be able to get up and out of those. But if you have hiked the canyon and you have used one of those escape routes before, please let me know what it was like in the comment section below, because I'd be super interested. They look kind of daunting, so let me know. Anyway, it's around 37 degrees Celsius every day and there's very little shade, so you get it's full force most of the day. Then I have to mention this, the river water where you bathe in is freezing, as in freezing. Okay, alright, so I think that sets the scene for you. Now let's get into what I've learned from hiking it twice. The first thing I learned from observing myself and others in that situation is that mindset is more important than ability. How many times have you held yourself back because you felt you weren't ready, or you just don't have the natural aptitude for something you really wanted to do? We always have a million reasons why we can't do something, and unfortunately we believe our own excuses way too often, and that leads to us never giving those things that could take us to the next level a real go. Now, what I've learned from hiking the Fish River Canyon is again that mindset is more important than ability, and there are three main components to that, to which I will get in just a second. But the reason I know the statement to be true is because, first of all, from a fitness point of view, I was not ready for the canyon both times I walked it. Okay, I didn't do any cardio work before then, I wasn't lifting weights in order to have the strength to carry my supplies. And before that, I've never pushed myself physically in any way. So I had no clue how my mind and my body would respond in that situation. And trust me, it was hard for me. I mean, my legs were jelly after just a few Ks. My feet were covered in blisters by day two. Like, even between my toes and under the soles of my feet, it was very comfortable. And I was terrified every night of flash floods. I've got a bit of a thing with water masses. I don't know, maybe I drowned in a previous life or something. Anyway, and like I mentioned before, that ice cold water that you have to bathe in the evenings almost gave me heart attacks. But what carried me through was my mindset. I was really excited to see who I would be in these situations, and that got me excited to take on the challenge. And that leads me to the three main components that you can use to prime your mindset for a challenging goal. First, set realistic expectations. You know, hope is a beautiful thing, but it can royally screw you if it gives you unrealistic expectations. If you tackle something difficult, expect that it will be difficult. Don't sugarcoat it. See it for what it is, and in that way you will set yourself up for success to mentally deal with those challenges when you are in the thick of it. And this also leads to component number two, gear your mind for suffering. I knew I was going to get blisters because my little feet are about as fragile as a soap bubble in a room full of cats. And I expected all other kinds of physical pain. So when it came, I wasn't surprised or disappointed, and I could take it as a calculated part of the journey. And then thirdly, and this is really the most important one, you want to flip your mind from hoping it will be easy to being excited for the opportunity to break through your current level. You can either be nervous or excited about something, depending on how you choose to see it. And I was super scared, but the immediate thought that followed was, man, I can't wait to see who I am when I'm pushed to my limits. To me, this was the biggest reward. It was a great opportunity to see what I was really made of and also to learn where I needed to work on myself. So set your mind to be excited about what you can become in the process of going through tough things instead of fearing them. You know, hope not for it to be easy, but hope for you to grow and develop because it is difficult. That mindset will take you past anyone who has more abilities than you. Second point, when you reach your limit, just take one more step. Now, this point has made a massive difference in my life. No matter what your goal is, there will inevitably come a point where you feel like, this is it, you're done, can't take it anymore, tank is empty. Now, at that moment, all you have to do is take one more step. To give you an example, in the canyon there are these sandy parts, and it's almost like walking uphill on beach sand. And for every step that you give, it feels like you're sliding back half a step, and it's not only discouraging but also physically very taxing. Or another example is you get those endless stretches where there's no shade or change of scenery. And those roads just go on forever, kilometer after kilometer. And in those moments, I learned to shift my focus from looking at what is ahead to looking at what is right in front of me. And when I kept my focus in the distance, it felt like this was too much and it is too far away and I'm definitely not going to make it. But when I narrowed it down to just the step in front of me though, and after that, the next step, and then after that, the next step, and so on, three things happened. First, my mind felt now that it has an easily attainable goal. Second, I got consistent success feedback because each step meant I was reaching a goal. And third, it helped me to focus my mind on what is achievable, and that preserved mental energy. So for any goal in life, especially if it feels really far away, only look up to see whether you are still going in the right direction and then immediately shift your energy and focus just to the next step again. You will be so surprised at how much steam you still have left in you long after you thought that you had reached your limit. And this, my dear friends, brings me to point number three. Set your mind on the process and not the goal. Okay, now I know we think the full pot of gold awaits us at the end of our journey when we cross the finish line. Newsflash! The gold coins are lined up along the way for you to collect. Reaching the goal just means that you now have a place where you can spend your coins, the ones that you picked up along the way, you know? So when you keep this in mind, you start to appreciate the process and become more focused on the moment so that you don't miss a gold coin that's lying around. Now, the canyon again imparted that wisdom to me. So the first time I hiked it, I was expecting a celebration ceremony at the finish point, you know, people cheering, cold beers, music, congratulations, admiration, standing ovations. In reality, nothing. Like, nothing. Really nothing. There's not even a little sign saying, "Congratulations, you've reached the end." In fact, there's not even a sign saying this is the end. Like, for a moment, you stand there and you're confused about whether you're supposed to continue walking or whether this is it. Not gonna lie, man, that was a serious anticlimax. But then, when I finally got my cold beer at the bar, I had a chance to really reflect back on how massively enriching the experience was. I could take out all my gold coins and admire their true value, and I realized that the goal is really the least important part of the journey. What was really magical was what I got in the process while I was in the thick of it. Because in the process, I was becoming a stronger and better version of myself. I was learning so much about my strengths and my weaknesses, how to cope with my struggles, how to push through the pain, and how to stay focused and on track. And I saw how much this journey widened the boundaries of my self-inflicted limitations and also broke so many of my limiting beliefs about myself. And what I ultimately realized is that without the process, there really would be no value in reaching the goal. Now, I apply this to everything else in my life too. Okay, I admit it's not second nature yet, but whenever I feel frustrated from being so far away from my end destination, I remind myself that the process really is the goal. This is really where the true magic happens. So, in conclusion, first of all, go hike the Fish River Canyon. It's freaking amazing. But seriously, no matter where you are in the world, I would highly recommend you go out and do something to deliberately challenge yourself, mentally or physically. There are some things that you just cannot gain from your comfy couch. And I know we are very reluctant to put ourselves in situations where we don't know what to expect and are pushed to the boundaries of our capabilities, whether that is physically, mentally, and learning new skills or in creating new or different relationships. But putting ourselves there really is the only place where we will get the opportunity to grow beyond our current limitations and blocks. And besides, if you don't do it, life will probably give you that push anyway, but in a way that is a lot more painful. Okay, in fact, life will probably do that anyway, but at least then you will have built up self-knowledge and wisdom and resilience to deal with that in a much more efficient and elegant way. So, become excited to see who you really are and what you are really capable of. Knowing your weaknesses is just as valuable as knowing your strengths, because then you can create contingency plans or you can upgrade your skills. So, my friend, don't wait. Get out and get yourself to the next level, either through physical challenges, through facing things that you've been avoiding, that you know have been holding you back, or doing something you admire others for and that you secretly would love to be able to do, but are fearful of disappointment. Now, trust me, regret is way worse than disappointment, so tackle it and build yourself into the powerful person who is already within you and who is just waiting to be unleashed. And when you do that, remember our 3 points. Mindset is more important than ability. When you reach your limit, just take one more step and set your mind on the process and not the goal. Trust me, I'm here cheering you on, and I'm so proud of you for living an empowered life. I hope you found value, and I hope that this inspired you to go out and see what you are all about and how far you can take yourself. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and always remember to live an empowered life. I'll catch you in the next one.